me off to tonight's More Success Team business-to-business conference call. We do this call the very first Monday of every month to shine light and focus and feature on the B2B aspect of your Legal Shield businesses. And I tell you what, we got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. But before we jump into things, just want to take some time out to congratulate each and every one of you on the team for making the month of October. I'm fairly certain, Paul, you didn't correct me last call, so I'm fairly certain this was our biggest month of production in 4 years in October. So congratulations, guys. You're absolutely killing it, and a great deal to that success has to do with our B2B marketing arm on the More Success Team. And, you know, as phenomenal as October was, we haven't really scratched the surface on the potential of the B2B market in Legal Shield and on the team itself. And I fully expect the next 3 months of production, November, December, and even January, lowly January, kicking off the new year, I really think that it will be those 3 months will be bigger. Our next 90 days production on the team, I have full faith it will be bigger than the previous 6 months on the More Success Team. And I tell you what, the last 6 months on the team have been bigger each and every month after month after month than they have over the last 4 or 5 years. That's where we're going on the team, and that's where we're going with Legal Shield. So I encourage you guys to jump on the bandwagon and take advantage of the tremendous opportunity in the B2B market with Legal Shield, because it is absolutely rocking right now. We have people doing things and accomplishing things that are absolutely unheard of, and that's just because the product and services that we offer deliver. There's never been a greater need. There's never been a greater acceptance for our products in the workplace or in the worksite marketing than there is today. So get out there, call those companies, call those businesses, because, take advantage of the momentum that the More Success Team associates are already creating. Jump on that bandwagon and let's all ride that rocket ship to the moon, so to speak. But get things kicked off. Let's go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, the Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, Platinum Executive Director. But most importantly, guys, he is my dad, and that is Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am. Jeremy, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear.
All right. I want to remind everyone that this Saturday, Ken and Randy Moore will be the special guest speakers in Fort Worth. So if you have anyone close to that area, make sure and get them there, and we'll do everything we can to help you expand that marketplace. But I'm very, very excited about tonight's guest speaker. I've actually personally had a chance to spend a little bit of time with him and his wife recently, and they're just outstanding individuals. But not only to introduce him, but one other guest speaker, I'm going to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, who continues to lead the More Success Team now after over 30 years, and that is none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Dad, are you on?
Yes, sir. Wouldn't miss this for anything, Randy. You know, I would like to say also that the 14th of this month, Mr. Jeff Bell said anybody can walk, ride, take a train or a plane to come on out to Ada, Oklahoma, because he's going to be there on the 14th doing a special meeting, so we invite everybody. And Jeremy was talking about ending this year and starting next year, because I want to say right now that Mr. Jeff Bell and Mr. Jimmy Parrish will be kicking off our year 2016. So it's going to be a fantastic year, but we're going to end strong here. And, yes, this was the best October we've had in 4 years. And one of those special reasons, of course, all of you special, all of you is a reason, but one of you special is the next speaker I'm going to introduce. This speaker, for 9 and a half years, consecutively wrote 75 memberships a month, 9 and a half years straight, Randy. Written around 17,000 apps of 16 years in the business, $100,000 ringer, Performance Club, Power 20 Club, and did something that only one other person has ever accomplished on our team. And she's in Miss Linda Bowden's organization. And Mr. Jeremy and Stephanie Moore made Platinum 7 one time. I mean, maybe more than once, but for the first one on our team. And guess what? This week, we have this outstanding lady, which I count as a very, very personal friend, to make Platinum 7, Miss Rona Unser. Rona, welcome and congratulations. What a wonderful job.
Well, thank you so much, Kenneth. I really appreciate your having me on the call. And I don't have, you know, any great words of wisdom. I mean, I think everything has been said over the years. It's pretty much what we were talking about today. I mean, just perseverance and work hard. That anybody can do, you know, can be successful in Legal Shield. That's the beautiful part about it, is if you just put your head down and work hard, it will come to you. The product just gets better every year, and the identity theft plan is amazing. And of course, identity theft is huge today. It's something that I actually lead with now, because there's nobody, you know, that can say they may not be affected. So, you know, you just have to get out there and shake a lot of hands and visit with a lot of people and get your message heard. But thank you so much. Thanks for recognizing me always, and thanks for being a great friend. You and Randy and Jeremy, the luckiest thing that happened to me was when I was recruited by someone who happened to be in the Moore Success Team. So I didn't know how lucky that was back in 1999, but I'm very, very fortunate. And I will say, too, on my production this month, it was something that happened, which happens to everybody. One of my existing accounts got purchased by a bigger company, and it gave me a bigger opportunity. You know, and this does happen. So take care of your existing accounts, because they're just like gold year after year. They keep producing, and you never know when something else is going to happen. You know, a bigger opportunity might come from that.
Well, Rona, we certainly do appreciate you, and congratulations again. We appreciate it. We're thankful to your own team, and God bless you, and I hope you have a good evening.
Well, thank you so much. And something else I want to mention, too, Yvette Mayo, I think, is on the call, and she's in the Moore team, and that's part of the beauty of the Moore team, is you have some of the most successful associates, you know, in Legal Shield, and they're, you know, they're out there to help us, and she's a great friend and has helped me over the years.
Well, you know, she was a top group person, a trainer for 3 straight years in a row, and that didn't come by accident. She's a great lady.
And if she is, and if you've never heard her presentation, I mean, it's really something to hear.
Plus, she has a good group book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, thank you, Rona. Appreciate
you. Thank you.
Randy, you want me to go ahead now? Can anybody hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, Mr. Moore.
Okay. You know, this next guy, first of all, I got to just thank him for hanging out with you and kind of keeping you straight. I really appreciate that. It takes the load off of my shoulders, I'll tell you for sure. That's just joking. No, this next speaker, he's a husband, he's a father, he's a grandfather. Most of all, he's a child of God. He's 16 years Legal Shield. He's a gold executive director, $100,000 ring earner, group benefits specialist, platinum jacket earner, 5,000 app award. Most of all, he's a friend, and he's running for his $250,000 ring, Mr. Don Wilson.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate that, and what an honor and a privilege it is to be on this call. I'm very humbled as I hear all the names that I've heard for the last 16 years as the leaders, the Moore family especially, and, of course, Ms. Yvette Mayo, Ms. Bowden, congratulations, Platinum 7, and, oh, my goodness, you got a lot of horsepower on this call. So it's humbling to think about what it is that you guys want me to say to you guys tonight. And I don't know that there's anything new that I can say to you, but maybe it just sometimes gets said in a different way by someone different that you don't normally get to hear. You know, my
background. It'd be great, Don. So take it away.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And for 16 years we've been doing Legal Shield, but for 20 years prior to Legal Shield, my wife and I were entrepreneurs. We owned 9 different companies, and we were always looking. We were entrepreneurs. You know, we were serial entrepreneurs because we were always looking. We were never afraid to start a company, stop a company, buy a company, build a company, whatever it took. That was never a fear of ours. And all the whole time that I was involved with this company or those companies, I was looking for what was going to retire me. I used to say I was looking for what was going to put me on the beach in Tahiti and keep the money coming. And a dear friend of mine, Mr. Eddie Burford, many years ago came to me and he said, Don, I found out where I'm going to make my next million. Do you want to play? And you know, if a millionaire says he's going to go find another, make another million, wouldn't you at least go to the meeting? And I did, and it was the Legal Shield story. And at the time, I had 5 companies, 202 employees, 3 offices, 15 company vehicles, and I was actually heart attack waiting to happen. And but I saw this opportunity, and I had that tried this industry before, and it didn't work for me. I said, never again. My wife and I did. And but that one voice in one ear said, Don, just give it one more try. Just one more time. You were with the wrong company. And that other voice in the other ear saying, you know, Ellen's going to kill you. But I went ahead and joined on the spot because I didn't even tell Ellen. I went to the meeting because I knew what she would say if I'd have told her. But I went because of my friendship, and I heard the story. And I went home. I said, Ellen, I'm so excited. We've started another company. We're going to market attorneys. She looked at me and burst out crying and didn't cook, clean, or speak to me for a week after I joined Legal Shield. But in my heart of hearts, sometimes God talks to you. I fully believe that. And it was the right thing for me to do. And in that first 6 months, we sold off our companies, got rid of, shut down, everything we needed to do so that I could put my blinders on. In the first 9 months and 4 days of Legal Shield, we made our first $100,000 in this business. And it's never been that bad since. And we are we're having an extraordinary life in Legal Shield. In fact, this past month was our largest income month we've ever had experience in the 16 years we've been in the business. And you know, how many people can say that after 16 years in the business, our check's bigger than it's ever been in an industry like this? But that's what's happening for us. And so, you know, they asked me tonight to share on the B2B call, and it's always interesting because I do all facets of Legal Shield. I've got a very, very large team across the country, but I do a lot of group business. I do a lot of independent business. I do the CDLP plan. There's nothing I like what Melissa Wilder says. You know, she says you need to be a full service associate, and I agree with that. But I think you have to have what Mr. Frank O'Coin, one of my mentors, taught me out there. You have to have a major and a minor. And for me, my major is group. I enjoy the process of group. I enjoy standing up in front of people. I enjoy watching someone walk into that room saying, why am I here? I don't want to be here, to the point where all of a sudden they're sitting up in their chair and a little bit more into that presentation. They're leaning forward, and all of a sudden they've got their mouth hanging open a little bit, and they begin that nodding and bobbing thing. And by the time you get to their end, they're so excited about what you're going to do for their family. You know, the first time you experience some person going to tears during your presentation, I had the other employees go, what's wrong? What's wrong? I said, it's okay. She just realized that I've got the solution to her problem. Am I right? And the lady just nodded her head with big crocodile tears coming down her face. Now, how many people in life get a chance to help someone that you've never, ever met before, and in a 15-minute presentation, you bring them the solution, maybe even the solution that they have been praying for that could help them with their life situation, whatever that may be? People ask me all the time, you know, Don, who do you talk to? How do you find these companies? Where do you go? And I say, I fully believe, and I teach all of my team that come to me, and I do a lot of group training just locally with my team and other organizations in the area. I believe that when you join Legal Shield, you know, you come into Legal Shield from someplace else in another industry. You were a nurse, you were a doctor, you were a plumber, you were a fireman, you were a teacher, whatever it was at your background. And a lot of folks, a lot of us, you know, spend a lot of years, 10, 15, 20, maybe even more years in your particular industry, and they get laid off, shut down, whatever. They make a change. They decide they want to do something new, or they start Legal Shield part-time, and they try to come into this business doing – trying to be, you know, a Randy Moore or a Jeremy Moore or Ken Moore or, you know, one of these great leaders on the call. And they, and what I want to encourage people to do is you can't be – I can't be you and you can't be me. But what you can be is the best you that you can be. And I say that in this way, that, you know, I've got a young man on my team. He just retired from the teaching industry. He was a principal at a local junior high school here in the Dallas area. He's 33 years in the education industry. That's all he's ever done is teach and coach. And when I had heard that Jim was retiring, I called up Jim. I said, Jim, you guys have – they had been associates with me. His wife had worked with me for about 9 years. And I called him up. I said, Jim, you got to come work with me. I said, let's build this in retirement. Let this be a supplement to your retirement. And he came to me. He said, okay, who do I go talk to? And I said, Jim, here's the thing, and I'll hopefully get this point across to all of you. I said, you've spent the last 33 years in education. You've worked in multiple school districts, multiple schools. You've worked with hundreds and hundreds of teachers and principals and coaches. I said, that's the industry you know. You speak education. I said, Jim, I don't speak education. You speak education. So let's go back to the education industry that you came out of and take them an incredible product, a product that's going to protect those people that you came through the ranks with, that you know, love, and care about, and the people that you worked with, the schools that you worked with. Go back to the folks that you came through the ranks with that are now principals and vice principals and HR people. Let's go back to those folks that you knew. Speak their language, except include Legal Shield and Identity ID Shield into that process. And one day I've said that to him about five times, and on the fifth time that I said it, he says, "You know, Don, I think I got it." And all of a sudden, he got on the phone, and within a week, he had set number three full school districts, and we've got some monster school districts and places that we're working on, and now we're moving into private education facilities. We're moving into training centers. We're moving it anywhere where there's teachers, educators, someone standing up in front of the room transferring information, trainer. Actually, he's got a training company where we're actually going to go into and do the presentation. But he's using his skill set from 33 years of life, and he's just adding Legal Shield as a nuance to it to go in and work with those folks. And I tell people all the time, you know, if you come into this business and you are a plumber, you speak plumber. I don't speak plumber. You know what those people think. You know what their challenges are. You know what lifestyle they will have, or if you're a fireman or whatever industry you came out of. Go back to where your roots were. Go back to the investment in time you made with your life on however many years that was in. If you were in two or three different things, well, great. You've got two or three different marketplaces that you can focus on. If you do that, you've got a leg up on, you know, an Yvette Mayo, as incredible as she is. If she's never been an educator, she can't speak education as well as you can if you've had that industry or whatever industry was. She's awesome. There's nobody better. But you've got a niche up on that person because you came out of that industry. And when I get people to buy into that, they're like, oh, my gosh, this is so easy. I can talk to teachers. That's what Jim says. He says, I can call principals and walk into their office because I was a principal for 7 years. And, you know, I speak that language, and I know how they think. I know what their challenges are. I know what days they have off. I know how their schedules work. I know when we can get teachers together and when we shouldn't, and their challenges that they're facing given times of the year. He says, I know what's the best time of day to call. And he is just all over it. And that works in every single industry. And I want to share one more because I think we're all running into this across the country a lot, is that I had a wonderful gentleman here in the Dallas market, and he was of Asian descent. And there was a large Asian, his particular nationality, in here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But he was out trying to do group and talk to companies, and he was failing. One, he had a very heavy accent. He was a phenomenal Christian guy, but he had a very heavy accent. And he was just failing out there, but he was knocking on literally hundreds of doors, making hundreds of phone calls in group, and he just couldn't break through the ice. And he came to me and he said, Don, I'm going to have to quit. I'm going to have to go. I got to do something to feed my family because I'm working hard and this is not working for me. He says, do you have any advice? And I looked at him and I said, can I be open and transparent with you? I said, would you allow me to broach a subject that's a little bit difficult? And he said, he goes, yes, I need your help. You have my permission. So he said, coach me, talk to me. I said, okay. I said, I want to be your friend for a second. I said, you know, you're of Asian descent. I'm not going to go who it was. Where that doesn't matter. He was of Asian descent. And I said, here's the thing. Your accent is very heavy, and you're an incredible person. But there's some personas out there that some people just have a little bit of a difficult time with. What if you went back to everyone in your own community, the Asian descent? We have a large, large population of this particular nationality here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I said, what if you went into that community and you become the voice for Legal Shield into that community and you speak to them? You go to those business owners, those shop owners, those places where those folks, where your nationality, your community, where they go, where they shop, where they live, their connections, the television stations, all the radio stations, all the places where your culture exists within the Dallas-Fort Worth market here in America. I said, go after that market because you speak that language. And he just looked at me, and it was like the light bulb came on. And I will tell you, and I will not tell you who it is, but that young man became a silver executive director and has never fallen back. He's now written over 4,000 apps in the group arena, and all of it. Now he's now moved to Michigan, out of Texas, but he's doing the exact same thing in Michigan, and he's teaching his team to do exactly what we've talked about, except in all areas of life. And that has been one of the more successful things that we've been able to teach people, because sometimes people come into business and they want to be like a Stephanie Moore, who's phenomenal in front of people, or a Jeremy Moore, who's great up there. But they can't be Jeremy. I can't be Jeremy. Jeremy can't be me. All I can do is be the best me. I can take all the information that a Randy Moore or Miss Browden or the Yvette Mayo or Jimmy Parrish, I can take all the nuggets that they teach me, but I've got to take those nuggets and make them my own. I've got to say them the Don Wilson way because that's the only way it's going to be real. Otherwise, I'm just trying to be somebody else, and that false facade comes out when you're talking to people. You know, when I go to networking groups, and this is kind of from the small business perspective more than the group side, but if you would, but it leads into group. When I go into a networking group and I go to that meeting, one of the things that I teach, and I talked about this if you were at the APT training with me in Orlando when I taught there, but I go into that meeting, any networking meeting that I go to, with one goal, and that's how many cards can I get? And I will walk up to those individuals in the room and say, hello, my name's Don Wilson, and I'm with Legal Shield. Listen, I know we're both here to network, and I would really love to learn a lot about your business. Would it be okay if I just get your business card and give you a call next week so that we can both meet more people? And they will always go, well, sure, here's my card. And I said, great, what's a good day to call you next week? They said, Tuesday, morning or afternoon. Tuesday afternoon, great, I'll talk to you then. Go to the next person. Hi, my name is Don Wilson. I'm with Legal Shield. I know we're both here to network, and I'd love to learn more about your business. Would it be all right if I just get your business card and give you a call next week? I set the goal in a networking meeting to see how many cards I can get. And then the next week, I call him back on, if the guy said Tuesday afternoon, I call back on Tuesday afternoon and said, hey, this is Don Wilson, Legal Shield. We met last week at the, you know, Bow and Arrow Club or the Bowling Club or whatever, whatever. It didn't matter what it was, wherever we met. Is this still a good time to talk? And they go, yeah, no problem. I say, hey, listen, can I stop by and buy you a cup of coffee or a Coke? You know, what day works for you? Well, we met on Wednesday. And, you know, I go in and I legitimately listen to their conversation. I said, you know, give me the Dun & Bradstreet about your company. Tell me what it is that you guys do. And they tell me what it is. And then I ask the golden question in that meeting. And this is, for me, has been one of the keys to my business. And I said, this is awesome. I said, let me ask you a question. I'm on the streets every day out here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and across the country. How will I know when I find the perfect customer for you? And I wish, folks, you could see the reaction on their face when I say that. Now, here's the question again. How will I know when I find the perfect customer for you? Because suddenly they sit up in their chair, they're looking at me going, wow, this guy's on the streets every day out there in Dallas-Fort Worth across the country, and he's going to be selling or recommending my business to other people. And they start telling me I'm looking for a client that's this size, that size, that has this, that has that, or whatever business that they're in. They tell me what their favorite client is. I said, great. I said, I love working within, you know, my referral network. I'd love to do that. You know what? By the time I've gotten through talking to them about their company and about what I'm going to be able to do, and I truly do refer people within my network of folks that I meet back to them, they said, well, Don, you know, I really don't know what Legal Shield is. Can you tell me what it is? How could I use it? They're ready to buy before I've even told them what it is because I'm there to help them. And I legitimately, guys, this is not a false facade. I'm legitimately going to be out helping you try to find it because I'm like you guys. I'm on the streets every day. I'm bumping into people. You know what? You need to go see Tom. Tom's got, you know, exactly what you're looking for, whatever it happens to be. And, you know, I tell my story because they will always, well, tell me about your business. And I say, you know, well, I've got a product that, you know, you've got a little less than 100 employees here. I've got a product that would give you and, you know, 3 to 5 other people in your company access to our law firms, which are some of the largest law firms in the country. And I go through my little presentation. I said, and by the way, we've got a policy that even protects you as an individual. And more importantly, I've got a policy that will protect your employees, that will keep them on the job. And one of the things that we used to use, and I've gone back to it, many of you, the old timers, may remember this. I say, you know, the American Bar Association says that any employer who offers a legal plan, and I always put a disclaimer, us or anybody else, but a legal plan to their employees will save between $500 and $1,000 per year in lost time savings. In other words, that employee is not going to have to go to traffic court. They're not going to have to go see the divorce attorney. They're not going to have to go do whatever it is they have to do because our law firms will help them do it by phone. And that way your employees are not only physically at your job site, but they're mentally doing the job that you're paying them to do, and they're happier. See, our job is to keep them out of trouble, not to have to get them out of trouble. So many people wait till they're in trouble to hire an attorney, but Legal Shield's changing the paradigm. We're helping people stay out of trouble. You know, I was always taught by the great Jeff Hughes in this business, and it was always stuck with me. He said, you know, that what we do in Legal Shield, the most important thing we do is keep a person out of the courtroom. Because in the courtroom is the only place that something bad happens. The judge says, pay this or go there. That's the only two things that happen in the legal system, pay this or go there. If we keep them out of that room, then we've done our job. We've protected that family. We've kept their money in their pocket, hopefully, and kept them out of the jail or wherever they have to go to do that. But just those little things in life for us have been such major differences in our businesses. And then I always ask the question, I say, you know, who do you know that might need our product? Do you know any other HR managers? Do you know any other small business owners that I could help and bless with this product? And they say, well, you know, my friend John down the street's got collection problems, and the guy up the road, he's fighting the city over some land situations. And I said, you know, would you mind putting in a call or an email and just, you know, and saying, hey, I'm going to stop by? And I don't advertise. I don't market. I don't do a lot of cold calling. It just comes from referrals of people knowing people knowing people. But you've got to do what you say. You've got to refer people to them. You've got to call them up and say, hey, there's an opportunity out here. I'm not sure if it fits you or not. I just did it yesterday. I called a company that was in the benefits business, and I said, hey, I ran into one of my clients. They're thinking about changing. I give you a name and a number, and I told them you're going to call. Out of that, I have to back out away from it because it's my business too. But I just wanted to – I told them you're going to call. Give them a referral. You know what? That referral will come back to me tenfold if I will do it. You know, the more people I help, the more people help me, and it comes back so many times over. And we teach that, and we teach that, and we teach that over and over and over. Mr. Moore, I hope I haven't gone too long, and I'm here if you have any questions or anything. But, folks, this business, just like everybody was saying before I started, it's getting easier and easier and easier. What we have taken 16, you know, some of us 17, 18 years on this line to accomplish, I fully believe that you're going to be able to do it in the next 3 to 5 years if you're willing to go to work. The challenge I see with most people out there that they're not really willing to go to work. And the great Tony Petrill said something the other day because somebody was asking Tony from the front of the room, you know, that they wanted to go with me and to shadow me in a day. And Tony said, no, you don't want to go with Don to shadow him in a day. You don't know what to do what Don does, because now he's a ring earner, he's at a millionaire club member, he's at a different place. You want to do what Don did when he first got started. So all of you that are on this call today, Ms. Mayo and all these other great leaders that we're here, Jimmy Parrish, everybody we're here on this call, my goodness, the leaders you guys have, you don't want to do what they do, you want to do what they did. So the question needs to be, what did you do when you started? What did you do in those first years, those first months, those first days when you got started? Those are the questions you want to be asking. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm just honored and privileged to spend a few minutes with you guys, and just thank you for allowing me to be on. And I'm here if you have any questions or anything, sir. Back to you.
Don, what a magnificent job, and what a great guy you are, full of information. I appreciate so much you being on the call and taking time out away from your family, Don. And I tell you what, I want to turn it back to Randy. And thank you, and thank your lovely wife.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Don, it's Randy. I appreciate you being on the call tonight. You got time for maybe one or two questions?
Sure.
Okay, let's go out to the state of Alabama. You mentioned Mr. Jimmy Parrish a couple of times. Maybe see if he has a question or a comment. Jimmy, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, Don, again, thanks so much for taking time out tonight. I just wanted to commend you and congratulate you not only for the tremendous team you've built over the years and your quest to get the $250,000 ring, but just your tremendous month you just had in your own personal sales. I think it was one of your biggest months ever, if I'm not mistaken. And advice you would give people that, you know, trying to balance both, you know, because as you said before, there's a major and a minor. And you know, although you love to do the B2B side of the business, you do a lot of work with team building, and you make ED with no problem every month because of your efforts of all the different legs in your team. But what prompted you to go out and hit almost 100 personal sales this month?
Well, it was kind of like the other young lady was saying, Ms. Bowden, a bit earlier. It's just talking to the clients that you have. And every client that we had, we opened two new groups this last month, and both of them were folks that I had met at networking groups, just exactly like the story that I told you guys a little bit earlier. But, you know, Mr. Parrish, when I first started, the way I knew I wanted to play on both sides of the house, the recruiting and the group side of the house. So I would spend breakfast, lunch, and dinner with somebody. I always made sure that I always breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that I had somebody that I could be in front of. And, you know, I'm a very, Jimmy, sit down with you and me across the table and break bread and laugh and have a good time. And, you know, we don't necessarily have to talk about business, but before we're done, you own a membership. It's just the way that it is, because I always assume if someone sits down with me and they know that I'm in Legal Shield, by the time they leave, I'm just in my brain, they're already in. They just have to do paperwork before they go. And that's kind of my mindset. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I did recruiting. But in the middle, the meat of the morning, you know, from 9 to 11:30 and then again from 1 to 5 or 6, I'm out talking to business owners and companies and chatting with those folks in the early days. And it's just more calls, more door, you know, pulling more doors, doing more. For me, it was networking and telephone. That's the way I did most of mine. I did not pull a lot of doors in those days. That's just not my style. I'm more, I can cover more ground faster on the phone. So I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, and I just for the benefit of those on the call, way before you know, B2B lunches and stuff were cool, you've been doing it for years there in the Metroplex. And, again, I know it's not a question of if but when you get that $250,000 ring, but congratulations in advance to you and your wife for what you're going to be accomplishing and all the lives you'll be impacting through Legal Shield moving forward.
I appreciate that very much. Our luncheon we've been doing, and luncheons is what I believe in wholeheartedly, and my team is built on that across the country. Luncheon I've been doing every Wednesday now. We're at 12 and a half years every week, never missed for 12 and a half years we've done that luncheon. By far, one of the strongest recruiting points that I have in my business, not just here, but we've got about 40 luncheons going across the nation that my team personally run. That's where we build.
Well, congratulations again, and I'm going to hold you up on that invitation you've extended me one time to, when I'm in Dallas to be at that luncheon to speak. So hopefully when that works
anytime.
Out, I'll give you a call.
Sounds good.
Back to you, Randy.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Parrish. You know, Don, you know, the relationships that you build in this business is worth everything, and I consider myself very fortunate to have been able to personally spend a little time with you and Ellen recently up in the cabin that I have up in the mountains. And I just want to tell you how much I just appreciate you guys just sitting down with us and talking and sharing and sharing with us on the call tonight everything about your business. You've had six other phone calls or I believe you told me six conference calls prior to this one tonight. So I know you're tired and worn out, but you're putting in the effort. You're putting in the time. And all the accolades, the 250, all the stuff that you're working for is soon to be coming to you. And I can't state enough how much it's going to be a great pleasure when our team sees you going across that stage, you and Ellen, getting your $250,000 ring because you've earned every bit of it. And I just want to tell you how much I like you and I appreciate you and I appreciate your friendship. And all the times we spent together and many more times that we have coming in the near future. So with that, Don, thank you for being our special guest speaker. Make sure and tell Ellen hello for me, and I'll turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore.
Thank you, Randy. And I want to thank Don again, and I want to thank Rona Unsworth for being on. What a great team, what great people. And just prove once again, you don't have to be in the same organization to be friends. You don't have to be in the same organization to help each other. That's what our business is about. I want to thank each one of our team members, Randy, for a great month in production. I want to thank them in advance for the great year we're going to have in 2016. I want us to keep putting God first, family second, Legal Shield third, and say a little prayer for me. I'll be having a meeting, breakfast with Jeff Bell in the morning going over some things that I think are very important. So God bless you, everyone, and good night.
Good night, everyone.